The Third Victim, Disc 8.
We're going to play a game, Charlie. I'm going to ask questions. You're going to answer. Quincy, the expert, is going to evaluate your answers for truthfulness. If he doesn't like what you say, or you make me angry again, I'm going to start slicing up your coat. You give me lip, your jacket loses a sleeve. Got it? It's just a dumb jacket. I can buy a new one. Okay. Rainey opened his switchblade and found the collar. Wait! Charlie was panting. His gaze was locked down on the collar and perspiration beaded his upper lip. The jacket was old and sported a biker gang symbol on the back. The kid could deny it all he wanted, but Quincy and Rainey had him pegged. The jacket was part of Charlie Kenyon's costume, and he felt overexposed without it. They might as well have snatched Superman's cape. First question, Charlie. Why were you hanging out with Danny O'Grady? Because he was cool, all right? Danny is a computer geek. How is that cool? No. Charlie was shaking his head. You don't get it. You had to look in his eyes. He was old, man, and angry at his father. I know these things. Danny's a kindred spirit? Rainey asked dryly. Something like that. What about Melissa Avalon? Quincy interjected. What was she? Charlie's answer was more forthcoming. She was hot. Jesus, Fed, did you look at her? Whoa, mama! You ever approach her? Sure, I tried. He shrugged, his hands digging into his pockets. He was definitely self-conscious without his jacket. She, was intimidated by my good looks. Besides, I heard later I violated her age rules. Avalon had a geezer fetish. Was she a kindred spirit? What do you mean? Oh, was she angry? I don't know. Didn't seem angry to me. You should ask Danny. He was the one spending so much time with her. Did he ever mention his feelings for Miss Avalon to you? Didn't have to. The boy was lovesick for her. You could see it all over his face. Did Avalon know this? Probably. I don't think puppy crushes were new to her. How did she treat Danny? I don't know. I hung around the school grounds, not the freaking computer lab.